Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single Friday I like to get on and do a little solo episode where I talk about a topic that either you guys have asked me to talk about or that I've been meaning to talk about myself. And obviously, as you can tell from today's title, we're going to be talking about entering your me era, turning your dreams into a reality, and finally living the life you have always wanted to live. This is kind of the mindset I've been in recently, where I'm kind of in my all about me era. I'm just putting myself first and being a little selfish and playing it a little bit selfish, which is something that I've never really done before. And I think coming from a place of hurt and a place of healing and just being on your healing journey, there comes a time where you're kind of just like, screw everyone else. This chapter is about me, and this chapter is about growing me and dating myself and just being in my own company. And I think it's so important to take time for yourself and to take time to work towards your future, because I think at the end of the day, there are a lot of times where we just get really stuck in the moment. We get stuck in what are our weekend plans and what is everyone doing, and we get very just in the present moment of feeling temporary happiness or temporary joy over temporary situations. And whether that's someone that you're dating or someone that you're seeing, I think a lot of the time we allow ourselves to just get excited about these little moments, and we don't really look at the big picture, and we kind of just focus on the small things of how we're going to feel today, what we're going to do today, where we're going to get our attention from today, what we're going to do this weekend, and just kind of finding a lot of things to fill the void. And I've noticed this habit within myself of filling the void, where I think that coming from a place of hurt and healing, a lot of the time we kind of just try to mask it and disguise it, and we try to cover it up and we try to fill it with all these distractions because we don't want to actually go to the root issue and we don't actually want to solve it. And we don't really think about ourselves long term. We think of ourselves in the moment. What's going to make me feel better right now? If I do this, what's going to make me feel better today? What am I going to feel better doing if I wake up tomorrow morning? What can I do right now to make sure I wake up tomorrow morning feeling happier? And we do everything for the present moment and for temporary feelings. And I think it is very hard to step back and look at the full picture and say, what can I do today that's going to help me in a week from now? What can I do today that's going to help me for the rest of my life, that's going to shape who I am for the rest of my life? We don't really look at that big picture. And I think recently I've been realizing I want to look at that big picture, and I want to grow to the person I want to become someday. And I think it's so important to make sure you have that realization with yourself and make sure you realize who it is you want to become, what it is that you want to live, and where you want to live, and, you know, having all these goals and really creating your vision board and turning it into a reality, and not focusing so much on what you can do to fix your temporary sadness or your temporary anger or, you know, whatever it is that you might feel. And that's kind of what I was doing when I was at that low point, is I just kept trying to throw distractions on top of it. And being at a low point and just trying to throw distractions on top of it, it's, you know, it's so temporary. It's like anything that you fill the void with is going to be so, so temporary. And that's exactly what I was doing, is I was just chasing temporary joy and temporary healing. And I wasn't looking at the big picture of the way that I would be healed in a few months. And after about 3 months of going through everything I was going through, I'm now hitting those low points because I never dealt with it when it first happened. And now I'm like, okay, you know what? I got to deal with this now. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, time for me, time to focus on me, time to start, you know, chasing my dreams again and chasing my goals again, because I'm not going to lie, like, I got really sidetracked. I was not focusing on my content. I was not focusing on my work. I did actually think, I think I took a break from my podcast as well, because I just could not focus on my work while I was feeling the way that I was feeling. And I think it's really important to take that time for yourself and to just step away from work for a little bit and really just take the time to focus on you and really be in tune with your emotions. I think that for the first time, I was finally letting myself just cry if I wanted to cry and be upset if I wanted to be upset, whereas I tried to really hide that and not feel that for a while. And once I started to feel it, I started to heal from it. And you can't heal what you don't feel. So I think that I was really just allowing myself to sulk into the emotions that I was feeling and really go through the motions of it. And once I went through the motions of it, it was finally like, okay, you know what? Now you can come back from this. Now you can heal from this. And so I'm just very grateful that I let myself step out of that comfort zone and I allowed myself to kind of get to a place of I'm healing myself and I'm feeling better. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm ready to start working on myself again. I'm ready to get back on track. Like, it was even at a point where I was going to the gym And I would show up to the gym and I would get so anxious. I would feel so sad, so upset. I was not feeling good. And you know that type of sad that like starts to affect your physical health? Like when you're so sad that all of a sudden your head starts hurting and your stomach starts hurting and your eyes start blurring. And it's like you just get to this point of sadness where your body is being affected by it. That is exactly what I had felt like. And so it was kind of like at that point of my body was physically ill from how emotional I was and the fact that I was holding in my tears and holding in my cry. It felt that way because I was not allowing myself to feel those emotions. And so when I finally felt those emotions and I allowed myself to go through that, I was able to start fixing it and healing myself. So the first thing I want to talk about to enter your all about me era and turn your dreams into a reality is to think about what is the thing that is holding you back from working on yourself. Is there something that you're overcoming? Like, is there something that you're healing from? Is it a breakup? Is it, you know, something really personal with your family? Is it something with a friend? Is it a job thing, a financial thing, a school thing? What is it that is holding you back from living your dream life? What is it that's holding you back from wanting to grow? Is it a person or is it a thing or is it an event or is it a tragedy? You know, what is it that is holding you back from taking those steps to, from turning your dreams into a reality? Because at the end of the day, if there wasn't something holding us back, you'd be doing it right now. Is it yourself? Is it you that's holding you back? Is it your laziness? Is it your lack of love for the life that you want to live? Because at the end of the day, if you're not working towards something, you don't want it as bad as you think you do. And I think this comes for a lot of things. It's like the job isn't going to be given to the most qualified person. It's going to be given to who wants it the most. And that's something I fully agree with. I think that if you really want something, you will not stop until you get it. You will not allow someone to take that away from you. And you will not allow the opportunity to slip away from you if you want it that bad. So what is it that is holding you back from working on yourself? What is it that's holding you back from entering your me era? What is it that's holding you back from being selfish? Because I know for me, I could give you a million answers as to why I always held myself back from the way that I was feeling and the way that I wanted to grow. I was holding myself back for so many reasons. So I think it's really important to sit there and think to yourself, what is holding me back from this? What is holding me back from beginning this all about me journey? Because there's always something holding us back, or else you would have already started this journey. Is it something that you started and then maybe you stopped and now you're kind of like, do I want to continue this? Do I want to, you know? I think for me, I was kind of holding myself back because I was like, let me be young and go have fun and go out and do this and meet people and whatever. And then I realized like how, and I knew while I was doing it how unfulfilling it was, but I kept doing it because it's just what was making me happy in the moment. And all I cared about was being happy in the moment. And then all the emotions hit you a few months in and you're like, damn, I wish I dealt with this in a better way. But I just think it's important to think, what is it that's holding me back from starting this journey? So that's the first thing that you need to evaluate is, I want to start this journey of turning my dreams into a reality. I want to become this person I've always wanted to become. I want to become this person I've always looked up to. Why have I not already done that? Why have I not started that? What is it that's holding me back from starting that? Once you realize what it is that's holding you back from starting that, and once you realize what it is that's stopping you from starting this journey, write it down, think about it, and think of how you are going to overcome this and how you are going to push this to the side and begin your journey. The second thing you have to think about is, if you got to choose your dream life, what would it be, right? Now you're like, okay, I'm ready to start this journey of turning my dreams into a reality, but what is your dream, right? It's like, what is it that you want to accomplish? Where do you want to live in a few years? Who would you want to live with? Do you want to live with yourself? Do you want to live with someone? What furniture would fill your apartment? What would the view be from your apartment or from your house? What food would be in your fridge? What would be your plans for the day? What job would you be working? What clothes would you be wearing? These are things that you have to think about. If you got to choose your dream life, what would your morning routine look like? All these little things, like, it sounds silly to think of these little things, but it's so important to like visualize your highest self and to show up as her. So if you had to pick your dream life, if you had to visualize your highest self, what are you looking at? What is it that you want? What is it that you would wake up every morning and say, if this was my morning, I would be happy? For me, if I was waking up in a Boston or New York City apartment by myself, maybe with a dog, maybe with a partner in a few years, waking up, going for a walk, grabbing a coffee, going to a workout class, and then starting my day, maybe having my own podcast studio, going to meetings, going to, you know, photo shoots for my company, going to all these things to work and build my podcast, recording, editing, all these things would fill up my day. And then I would have dinner at the end of the night and I would shower and I would sit in my bed with a book and, you know, look at the skyline of New York City or Boston, who knows? That would be my dream life. That is what I want to chase. That is what I want to work towards. For You For Me would be trending on the charts. Like, all these things would be happening for me because that's the life that I want to chase. And so you have to think about, what is it that you even want to work towards? Because at the end of the day, you could say, oh, I want to live this great life. But what does that great life include? Because obviously everyone's dream life is different. Everyone has different preferences on where they want to live and who they want to live with and what they want to be doing. What is it that's going to make you happy at the end of the day? You really have to think about this and you have to visualize it. So I think making sure you know what it is that you even want to work towards and knowing who you want to be at the end of it is so important, or else you're just working towards nothing at that point. And you have to have a why for it. Let's say you want to start waking up early and having fruit in the morning and having a green juice and having a coffee and working out and showering and then, you know, working really hard towards school. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing all those things? Why are you studying? Why are you working out? Because you want to live blank life when you're in a few years or in a month or whatever. That, why are you working so hard? You have to think of your why. What is it that you want from your life? What is it that you want from yourself? Who is your highest self? What does she look like? What does she do? How does she talk? How does she dress? What does her fridge look like? What does she eat? Who does she talk to? Those are things that you have to think about, or else at that point, you're just working towards absolutely nothing. The next thing I have is, don't write your goals, write how you're going to get there. So now you know what your life is going to look like. You're visualizing your highest self. You're visualizing your dream life that you want to live. How are you going to get there, right? So for example, let's say your goal is to get a summer internship, right? We're in February right now. Let's say by May or June, you want to have a summer internship. Great. That's your goal. I want a summer internship. Now, how are you going to get there? You're going to make a resume. You're going to make a LinkedIn account. You're going to find out what company you want your internship. You're going to start networking and connecting with people who work at that company and who work in that position and work in that field. You're going to apply to places. You're going to manifest your success. These are things that you're going to do to get that summer internship. You want to lose 10 pounds by the summer? You're going to be working out every day. You're going to be walking every day. You're going to be maybe going in a caloric deficit, maybe having more green juices, having more nourishing foods, sleeping earlier, drinking more water. These are things that you're going to be doing to reach your goals. So once you visualize your highest self, once you visualize your dream life and what it is that you want in the future, and what it is that you want your life to look like in a few years, once you have that all figured out, that is when you're going to think to yourself, okay, this is the life that I want. This is who it is I want to become. Now, how am I going to get there? Because it's not enough to just list your goals. It's not enough to even just look at your goals, right? I'm going to talk about vision boards as well, but it's not enough to just make a vision board and say, this is the life I want. You have to think about how you're going to get there. Like, that is so important to think about how you're going to get there. And I genuinely believe that at the end of the day, if you just have a goal and, you know, you have the courage to get there, you have to think about the steps that it's going to take to get there, or else you're just going to have this goal and you're going to think, yeah, it's going to happen at one point, right? It's going to happen when the time is supposed to happen. It's all about the steps that it's going to take to get to that goal. So it's so important for you to not just have your goal and not just have this dream that you want to accomplish, but to think about how you're going to get there. And I think that's why when we create vision boards, which is actually the next thing I want to talk about, if you don't know what a vision board is, basically a vision board is, I like to call it like a collage of pictures, where you put a bunch of pictures of what you want your life to look like. So I'll go on Pinterest and I'll search up all these pictures of what I want my life to look like, right? Where do I want to live? What cities do I want to travel to? What countries do I want to travel to? Like, some goals of mine is I want to go on a mission trip to Africa, and I want to go to a mission trip to Africa. I want to either live in Boston or New York. I want For You For Me to be on the charts. I want eating healthy to be part of my lifestyle. I want to look this way. I want to have like glowing skin. These are things I would go on Pinterest. I would search it up and I'd be like, clear skin, right? I'd find a picture of someone with clear skin. I'd print out that picture. And on the back of the picture, I would write, I have clear glowing skin. And then I'd put that picture on the collage. So that's what it is that you kind of have to do, is you find the things that align with your reality that you want, with your dreams, and you write your goal on the back of it and you put it, so that way every morning you wake up and you see this every single day. Every night you go to sleep, you see it every single day. And it's a reminder of, this is why I'm working so hard. This is why I'm waking up early and working out and eating clean and all these things. It's like, I'm going to work so hard because this is the life I want to live. And it's just a daily reminder that you are capable of getting to that life if you want to. And maybe you're not happy with your current situation. Maybe you're not happy with where you're currently living or the state of life that you're in. And that is exactly what you're chasing, is those things on the vision board. It's just like a motivation, and like, it's just inspiring to see the life that you have the potential of living if you just put your mind to it and you just work towards it. So I have been making a vision board right now, a new one, and I'm going to print out all the pictures, put it on a collage, and then put it in my room where I'm going to see it every single day, so I'm reminded that's the life I want to live. I'm going to wake up and work hard every single day, so it is the life that I do live. So I think it's just so important to put it somewhere where you're going to see it every day, and that is what a vision board is. So once you realize the life that you want to live, right, write down 5 to 10 goals that you want to reach in the next few years, three to ten. It could literally be one goal, whatever it is, however many goals you have. Write down the goals that you want, 1 through 10, 1 through 7, 1 through 5, however many goals you have. Then enter tab, right? Now it's like 1A. What's the first step of how you're going to get to that goal? Start writing down the steps of how you're going to get to that goal. Start writing down ideas of how you can get to that goal. Start writing out all of those things of how you're going to get to that goal. Now that you have your steps, you have your goals, you have your steps. So now you know exactly what you want your life to look like, and you know exactly how you're going to get there, right? You're planning it out. And I know this is very like type A of like, write this and print this out and this and that. But as much as it's type A and planning, this is just what works for me, because I think for me, it's like, if I don't plan it out, it's just not going to happen. I don't know if that makes sense to a lot of people, but if I don't plan out like what it is that I have to do, I'm probably not going to do it, because it's just like, I'm type A. Like, if I don't write down the things that I have to get done, they're probably not going to get done. Like, I need to have a visual of what it is that I have to do. That's just how I work best. I know everyone's different, so this might not work for some people, but if you want to turn your dreams into a reality and you really want to be motivated and things, I think you have to plan these types of things out. So it sounds very type A to be like, write the steps of how you want to do this. And some people are like, no, just live in the moment and do this and do that. I think you should 100% live in the moment and 100% enjoy the present moment and not only work towards the future. I don't believe that you should only work towards the future. I think it's so important to focus on present you, because, you know, present you is shaping future you. But I think it's just as important to make sure that you are putting in the work now for future you, because future you will thank you for putting in that work. So you have your goals, you have the steps on how you're going to get there, you know exactly what you want your highest self to be like, and now you have your vision board of what your goals are going to look like. And you have this, you see it every single day, and now you're reminded of it. And I think just like even looking at your vision board and repeating those things to yourself, like, I live in a New York City apartment, I live in a Boston apartment, For You From Me just trending on the charts. Saying these things over and over while looking at your vision board is such a great way to, you know, practice law of attraction and really just attract the life of your dreams, which brings me to journaling your manifestations and using the law of attraction when it comes to turning your dreams into a reality. Hey, you guys, I am really excited to announce that this episode is sponsored by Apostrophe. So Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne and even back, chest, and butt acne. If you guys have been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I've shared a lot about my struggles when it came to my skin and how I've been at points in my life where I didn't want to leave my house and go out with my friends just because of my skin, and I just wanted to hide in my bedroom, stay home all night, or if I was leaving my house, I was covering it up with makeup. Even if I was going to the beach or the pool or the gym or a place where I wouldn't normally wear makeup, I would do everything in my power to cover up my skin, and it has been such an exhausting process for me and just so emotionally draining for me. So I'm so excited to be working with Apostrophe. I have been working with their products for a few weeks now, and I've already seen major differences and such a brighter complexion. I have a very special deal for you guys today. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/fromeve when you use my code fromeve. That's a saving of $15, and this code is only available to you guys. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/fromeve and click get started, and then use code fromeve at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Make sure you guys go to the link in the description for easier access. Thank you so much to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode. Let's continue. So I don't know like too much about law of attraction. Like, I know just, you know, say and it will happen to you. Like, I will I know it's talking more in the present moment. Like, I think manifesting is more like, I want this and I want that. And I think law of attraction is more like, I have this, I have that. That's how, like, at least like what I kind of get from it. I've watched a few videos on law of attraction and manifestation, and it's always so inspiring to me. I fully believe in, you know, stating the life that you want, and it will come to you. If you keep saying it, you will slowly believe it, and everything will start to fall into place. I think that God's plan, you know, God says, do and it shall be done to you. I think that if you're saying this life that you have, God will give you that life, and that will be a part of your plan. So that's how I view manifesting and law of attraction. So if you don't know how to manifest, if you don't know how to use law of attraction, I like to use law of attraction and manifesting by journaling and like speaking out loud and meditation. So I have a manifestation journal, and I really like it because you can write your gratitude, your to-do list, like you can write your affirmations on it. So I'll write every day, I have clear skin, I'm healthy, I'm independent, I'm strong, I'm financially secure. I write all these things over and over again. I read them out loud to myself. And then I'll also write like my affirmations, my gratitude, all these different things. So manifestation journal, I've posted it on my Instagram before. So if you go to like the Amazon story highlight, it'll be towards the end because I think I posted it more recently. I got it on Amazon. It's great. It's like not too like, there's not too much like prompts and stuff. And it's like the perfect amount of prompts for me. And it's very cute on my little desk. So it looks really cute on my desk. But yeah, I think it's really important to manifest your success. Even though you're working towards it, you should also be manifesting it and believing that this is meant for you and that this is going to happen for you. And I don't think it's enough to just manifest, right? Like, I think on top of manifesting, you also do have to work for it. I think a lot of people like try to manifest and use law of attraction, but then don't take the steps to actually get to their goal. So make sure you are doing both. There's a lot of meditations for manifesting as well that I think are super important. But yeah, I think speaking out loud, when you manifest, like reading the things out loud and talking to yourself, like it might sound crazy, but it works and it helps. And it's really like, if they always say, if you tell a lie so much, you start to believe it yourself. And like, obviously me saying I live in a New York City apartment is clearly a lie, but I'm going to keep telling myself that until I do live in a New York City apartment. So yes, it's a lie, but it's a way of attracting what you want in the future. Another way of manifesting, which is also my next little bullet point, is to start living as if you are already your highest self. So I already said, visualize your highest self and then show up as her. So what does that mean? If you want to be the girl that wakes up at 6 o'clock, or the guy that wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, does their skincare, goes to the gym, has a celery juice, has protein after the gym, that showers and gets ready for their day, be that girl tomorrow. You don't have to wait a few months or a few years to all of a sudden be your highest self. You could be that girl right now. You could be that person right now. And I feel like a lot of the time we visualize our highest selves and then we kind of just think that it's someone we're going to become in the future. It's like, this is who I'm going to become in the future, right? This is who I'm going to be in a few years when I already have my dream life. And it's like, if you're not taking the steps to be that person now, what makes you think in a few years you're going to be that person, or in a few months you're going to be that person? You need to start becoming that person now. You need to start showing up as that person. So I think it's very important to just start living as if you already want to live. What morning routine do you want to have in a few years? Use that morning routine tomorrow. How do you want to dress in a few years? Start dressing that way now. What places do you want to go to? Start trying to plan them now. Like, for me personally, I was literally just sitting the other day and I was like, I just want to be at the beach. Like, I just want to go to the beach. I want to clear my mind and I just want to be down the shore. And I'm like, you know what? Sunday, the weather's going to be pretty good. Let me go to the beach on Sunday. And I think it's really important to just take that time to be like, this is somewhere I want to be. This is the environment I want to be in. I have nothing to do there. I have nowhere to go there. I'm just going to go there and I'm going to sit there and I'm just going to be with myself and my thoughts. And to some people that might be like, why would you do something like that by yourself? But for me, it's like, that's where I want to be. So that's where I'm going to go. It's so important to also be that person and to show up as that person. And that's kind of what I've been doing through like baby steps, is like, I want to be the girl. I've always wanted to be the girl that works out, right? And when I graduated high school, the first year after high school, my first year of college, I never worked out, never went to the gym. I was eating horribly. I wasn't going on walks. I wasn't doing anything. And even like a year, I would say a year and a half into college. And then COVID hit and I started to like really look back and be like, wow, I became so unhealthy. I gained so much weight. My skin got so horrible. Like, I just couldn't help but think of how I really just let myself go, kind of, and I was so unhealthy. And I kept seeing all these TikToks and these Instagram influencers that of girls who are, you know, keeping on track with their walks and working out. And I was like, damn, I want to be a fitness girl. And so during quarantine, I tried to be a fitness girl. I tried to go on walks and I was working out and I was having protein smoothies and I got super into wellness. Like, I started to get really into eating healthy and wellness. And then COVID was kind of like, the lockdown was ending. COVID wasn't ending, but the lockdown of quarantine was ending, and I stopped already. I stopped going on the walks. I stopped working out. And then January 2020, you know, you had to wear masks to the gym, but I would go to the gym with my mask. And I remember I went for one day to the gym. I was wearing a mask. I went as a guest with my friend. I brought up this story before how I got into working out, but I literally went for one day. And I did not want to go the next day, but I forced myself. I was like, you know what? I had a really great feeling after I left the gym yesterday. Let me do that again. Did it again. Ended up going to the gym like every day that week. And after about a week or two, I was like, I'm over this. I'm bored. I don't want to go to the gym anymore. I'm too tired. I'm too lazy. And I was like really letting myself kind of just like go down that path of like, this is something I'm not going to be consistent with. And then eventually I was like, I'm going to force myself because I want to be that girl that goes to the gym every day. I want to be that girl that looks at fitness as her escape. And I can't be that girl unless I start acting like her. So I started to just be like, I'm going to force myself for the next 2 weeks to go to the gym and work out every single day. And if for the next 2 weeks, if I'm do that, that's a whole 4 weeks, consecutive 4 weeks of working out. And perfect. I've already set my habit by then. So I did another 2 weeks of working out every day. And I started to become obsessed with it. And I started to trick my mind into loving it. And now I actually love it. And now it's not something I have to pretend that I want to do. It's like the highlight of my day. So I think it's so important to really force yourself sometimes to step out of that comfort zone and to start living that life that you want to live and start becoming that person you want to become. And once you take those baby steps to step out of that comfort zone, you're eventually going to be that person fully. So it's just about taking those steps to initially get there and forcing yourself in the beginning. And then once you kind of force yourself to get there and you force yourself to get to that point, you're going to be like, okay, you know what? This is where I'm meant to be. This is what I'm meant to be doing. And you're going to feel so much better about what it is that you're doing and where it is that you are in your life. And that's at least how I was feeling about all of it, because as much as I wanted to be that person, I was not taking the steps to be that person. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of saying I want this life. I need to start living it. And I started to force myself to live it. So that is exactly what you want to do, is you have to show up as that person that you want to become. If you want to eat healthy, go grocery shopping, get all these groceries, you know, get all these things that you need, come to your house, start meal prepping and start eating healthy. That's kind of what I'm struggling with right now, is I want to be the person that has green juices and has overnight oats and probiotic yogurts and all that type of stuff. But it's very hard for me to transition my eating habits. It always has been. And I'm not necessarily sure what it is. I want to do a whole episode on eating habits and food stuff, but I wouldn't do that on my own. I would want to get like an expert of some kind to also talk with me. But that's something that has been very hard for me to control, is the way that I eat and the things that I eat. I know the reasoning behind it, and I know why it's hard for me to control those things. But that's something that I've struggled with in the past few years. As long as I've been working out, I've been wanting to eat healthy along with workout, but it's just been like difficult for me. So it's like something I kind of have to evaluate and think about, like, what are the steps I can get to be that girl that does eat healthy and does eat clean? So that's something that I've been thinking about more recently, and I've been trying to kind of deal with, I guess, because I know that I know what I want my fridge to look like. I know what foods I want filling my body. It's just hard for me to get there. So I'm saying all these tips and I'm saying to show up as that person, but I know it's not the easiest thing to do, because it has not been the easiest thing for me to do. And it's something I'm still progressively working on, and I still have to put effort in every day to deal with. So I just think it's super important to, even though I'm telling you guys to do these things, I'm not saying it's the easiest thing and I've accomplished all of it. It's like, waking up and being that person is not easy, or you would have done it already. But I think this episode is kind of a wake-up call of, you say you want this life, you say this is the person you want to be, why are you not taking those steps to be there? So that's kind of why I am making this episode, because I want you guys to take those steps and to have that initial kind of push to say, stop making excuses for yourself, right? It's like, even just now I made an excuse, oh, I don't eat clean because I have these reasons. There's no reason. At the end of the day, if you want something, you're going to get it. You're going to do it, and you're going to make sure it's yours. So as much as you might say, oh, I don't this and I don't that, and my schedule and the timing and this,
there's a million excuses for things that you don't actually want to do. But the things that you really want to get done, the things that you really want to do, you will not allow there to be an excuse for it. So really just make sure you're evaluating, thinking about what it is that you want from your life and making sure that you are waking up and you are choosing that life. So like I was saying, that's kind of how I got into working out. Making my bed is something I've been doing since I was like, I want to say like honestly like 11 or 12. I remember I would love YouTubers at that time. I was really into YouTube at like 8 or 9 years old. I was super into YouTube. And I would just watch like Cambria Joy was like my favorite YouTuber, SteelaBabe09, MacBarbie07, the OG YouTube it girls. And they'd be like, make your bed every morning, make your bed every morning. So I literally had been making my bed every morning since I was like 9 or 10. There are some days where I forget, but majority of the time I wake up and it's the first thing that I do because I've built that habit at such a young age. Right now it hits 3:30 p.m. I know I'm going to the gym. That's my gym time, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever. I know I'm ending my day at the gym. I'm going to do all the work I have to do and then I'm going to go to the gym. So it's like, I've built that habit of going to the gym after I finish work. So I think building habits, it's just something that happens over time. It's something that you do slowly. And it's really important to make sure that you are just doing those habits or cleaning my room. I clean my room at the end of each night so I can wake up in a clean room. I hate waking up in a messy room. So every night I make sure all like dishes are out of my room, all dirty clothes are out of my room. Because when I come home from the gym, I'm so exhausted that I come home from the gym, I eat dinner, I like sit down for a little bit, then I take a shower and then I do my skincare. And when I'm out of my shower after the gym, I'm so exhausted that I don't want to put my clothes away. I don't want to do anything except sit in bed and sleep. So I've been trying to like pick up my room and clean it every single night so I can go to sleep in like a super peaceful room and wake up in a very clean room. So that's something that's a habit that I've been trying to work on as well, because that's the life I want to live. That's the person I want to be. So waking up and being the person you want to be is so important, instead of just chasing and thinking that person's just going to come one day. You have to take those steps now for future you.
Okay, you guys, I have a quick word from our friends at Apostrophe. So Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. As you guys know, I've talked a lot about my acne journey and what I've kind of gone through. When it came to my acne, I was at a very low point at many points in my life where I wouldn't even leave my house because of what my skin looked like. And it was such an aggravating feeling because I'm someone that doesn't even really like wearing makeup. I like more of a natural look. And so when I kind of was afraid to leave my house because of the way that I looked, it started to really mess with my mental health and started to just really affect the way that I felt about myself. If you've had acne and you've struggled with acne, you know it is such an aggravating feeling to not even want to leave your house because of it. And so I've kind of just dealt with that. And so I'm very grateful to be working with Apostrophe, because I think that it's so important to want to leave your house with confidence and to not want to, you know, stay inside and cover yourself up with makeup. And if you do have acne, there's no reason that you should be afraid to hide it and feel the need to hide it. And that's something that I've been working on a lot. And I've been using Apostrophe's product for the past few months, and it was actually such an amazing process. I took a little quiz online, sent pictures through, and a professional dermatologist was able to prescribe me products for my skin. Their AM serum that they prescribed to me has been making my skin glow each morning. So I have a really amazing deal for you guys from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/fromeve when you use my code fromeve, which saves you $15. And this code is only available to you guys. So to get started, go to the link in my description, go to apostrophe.com/fromeve, click get started, and then use code fromeve at sign up, and you're going to get your first visit for only $5. Thank you so much to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode. Let's continue. The next tip that I have that goes with living as future you and building these habits is to take baby steps when you do it. So if you're listening to this episode and you're super motivated and you're like, you know what, tomorrow morning, that's it. I'm going grocery shopping. I'm going to the gym. I'm sleeping early. I'm making my bed. I'm meditating. I'm journaling. I'm making a vision board. And you want to do all these millions of things. You're going to overwhelm yourself and you're going to say, this is not a realistic life to live. And I remember when that whole like that girl trend was going on TikTok. People are like, this is so unrealistic. This is unrealistic standards for women. It's because people were trying to do a million things at once. And if you don't do any of these things, if you don't work out, you don't eat healthy, you don't journal, you don't meditate, you don't manifest, if you don't do any of these things and you try to do all those things tomorrow morning, you're going to be like, I'm exhausted. You're literally going to end your day and be like, I'm tired. And then by the end of the week, you're going to be over it. And this is why you go through random jumps of motivation. It's because you try to do everything at once and you don't take baby steps, and then you get burnt out. So you try to do a million things at once. You try to move a million miles per minute, and then you're burnt out after a few days and you have to regain that motivation again. So
It's important to not do everything at once. Don't wake up and decide, I'm going to make 10 new habits today. It's like, choose one habit, maybe two habits, and do those 1 to 2 habits for 2 weeks. Like, to make decide your new habit is, I'm going to make my bed and I'm going to start my mornings with the celery juice. Those are 2 new habits. Do them every day for 2 weeks. After you're doing them every day for 2 weeks or 21 days, however long it takes you to build a habit, after you've done that for 2 weeks or 21 days, all of a sudden put another habit in there. Okay, now I'm going to start eating this every single day, or I'm going to start eating clean every single day, or, you know, whatever it is. Build these habits slowly. I'm going to have a protein smoothie after every workout. Once you start building these habits slowly, that's when you're going to start incorporating them in your life. Because when you try to do a million things at once, all you're going to do is burn yourself out, and you're going to lose all motivation, and you're going to have to work towards regaining that motivation. So make sure you are just focusing on building those habits slowly. And the last tip that I have for you guys when it comes to building your dream life and turning your dream life into reality, surrounding yourself with like-minded and hardworking people who uplift you, because you are who you surround yourself by. You are the average of your 5 closest friends. If you are around people who are always hardworking and always going on to the next step and always happy and positive and very just high vibrational people that are living their best life, you're going to also want to be like them. If you are with people who are lazy and not motivated and don't work hard and are negative and drama filled, you're going to think that what you're doing is enough and you're not going to have the motivation to work harder towards it. So yes, this is all about your you era. And I think another tip that comes along with this is, it's okay to be a little selfish. It's okay to just focus on yourself for a little bit and not say yes to every single plan, and to really just take a step back and say, I don't want to do this tonight. I don't want to go out tonight. I don't, you know, and really just take those steps back, I think is so, so important. And so I think just really focusing on taking those few steps back and spending time by yourself and not necessarily surrounding yourself with people every single day, learning to do things more independently and more on your own is so important, especially in this journey. It is okay to be selfish. It is okay to take time for yourself. It is okay to stop answering texts a little bit. I think don't neglect your friendships and don't lose that value of your friendships, because, you know, at the end of the day, if that was you on the other end, you wouldn't want your friend just shutting you out for no reason. But obviously, if it's a true friend and a good friend, they're going to understand she needs to take a little bit more time for herself today. And that's at least how I feel, is if my friend is saying you've been a little distant, I will say, I just need some time for myself. And if they're understanding, they're going to say, I totally understand. I get it. I'm here if you need anything. I love you. Bye. I'll give you your space. And I think it's important to be able to take that step back and say, I'm not going to go out this weekend. I'm going to focus on me this weekend. It's just so, so, so important to take those steps to really just focus on yourself and to be okay with the fact that you're in your selfish era, you're in your working on me era, because if you're not there for yourself, you can't be there for other people. That is how I'm going to end that little topic. I'm really excited to kind of start this journey with myself, because I think I have been at very low points, and I do still have low days where I get a little anxious and I get a little sad and I need to kind of get myself out of it. But overall, I have been feeling a lot better. I have been feeling a lot more like myself. And, you know, I really like that feeling of a new beginning and a fresh start and feeling like I have control again. I felt like I didn't have control for a while over my life and over my emotions. So I'm very grateful to finally feel like I have control now. And I wanted to kind of just thank you guys for listening to this episode. I am trying to get back on track for this weekend. I do really want to go to the beach on Sunday. I've also been wanting to start going to church again, because I haven't been the greatest at going to church, honestly, on Sundays. So I'm going to go to church this Sunday, and then I really want to go to the beach after and just grab a book or something and, you know, grab some lunch and just go to the beach in my hoodie and sweatpants and maybe a blanket and just, you know, sit there with myself or bring a friend or something and kind of just like be there in the moment. And I think that I really love the beach. I really love the ocean. I love just enjoying it and I miss it so much. So I really just want to go to the beach and kind of just sit there with the waves. I think I'm going to plan a trip to Florida soon to get in the sun again, because the sun and the ocean in the summertime just heals me. I cannot wait for the summertime to come. It really is what heals me. So I'm very, very excited for that. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so proud of you for wanting to start this journey, because of course, if you listen to this episode, this is a journey you want to begin. I'm very, very proud of all of you for starting this healing journey and entering this era. I know it is not easy, but it is going to be so worth it, and future you will thank you so much for it. So thank you so much for all the support you guys send me. If you don't follow me on Instagram, make sure you guys follow me at For You From Eve. Follow me on TikTok at For You From Eve. I've been trying to get a lot better at posting posting content on there. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you next week. I hope you have an amazing and safe weekend.